There you go. There you go. What's up? What's up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with a brand new episode of Just the Kid from Brooklyn. We got my boy Trey Star, one of my best friends for life, on
Yes, sir.
The podcast. For those that listened in the past when I was in WLGR, he was basically the guest host every week, basically the second host on the show, pretty much every week back in the days. So what's up? What's going on, man? How you been?
Chilling, man. Just here, man. Just came out of work.
Just here. How's that going? How's work?
Work is pretty cool, man. You know, I'm glad that I'm working. I'm glad that it's consistent work. I'm glad that it is, like, I'm still working 5 days. I'm glad that I have a full schedule. I'm glad that the business is still running. The only thing I don't like is the fact that I'm at risk every day. That's the only problem.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Jose, he delivers for butler room service, so he delivers food, and he's doing like 20 orders at a time. Sometimes I see it on his Instagram live, like, yo, how the hell you got 3 bags? He got one around his neck.
The most I've done so far has been 21.
21? Yeah, I seen you one day. You had one in the front of the bike, one in the back, one around your neck. I'm like, what the?
Around my neck.
Yeah.
Around my neck. That's funny.
So, like, when everything started 2 months ago, like, what did your job do, like, as far as preparing?
Well, and technically, you know, they basically followed what was going on in the news. So the first thing they closed was the restaurant, of course. They laid off basically everybody that worked in the restaurant, and then they laid off basically majority of all the butlers that worked for the company, you know, because they didn't know what to do. And then they kept a few people, you know, solid people that work, you know, that are consistent, that are on time, that do what they gotta do, including myself.
And they
basically followed everything that had to be followed as far as, you know, whatever they were saying in the news to do is exactly what the job was doing. You know, wearing masks, wearing gloves, being protected, you know, and all of that, making sure you know, following and everything like that. But it's kind of hard, especially when we in the kitchen moving around. But
yeah,
we try our best to really, stay separate and do whatever. But I feel like us working together, like the same consistent group.
Right.
It's like, okay, it's not like it's like a different group every day. It's the same 3-4 people that do deliveries. And then, you know, so, it's been interesting. You know, we haven't seen almost, of course, everybody that used to work there, you know, it's not the same, you know, of course.
It's switched up. Yeah. So there's less people, right?
Well, less people. But the good thing is that my job actually decided to pick up, you know, to order, like, not to say a catering service, but they're catering now to the, you know, the nurses, doctors, some residents around the city, you know,
right.
So they're giving back a lot, you know, so.
Yeah, I had to kill the background noise. It's nice today, so someone behind me is playing their radio. They're playing La Mega or something. All I hear is commercials in Spanish.
La Mega se pega.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, my store is still closed, so I'm just in the crib chilling. For now, my prediction was that that my job would probably open back up in July, but I don't know. Could be August. Could be September. I have no idea. That's why I'm looking to get a better job now. With you know, better money, better insurance, health insurance, whatever, you know.
I think your best option right now, if you really want to get out there to get a job, is doing deliveries, but doing Uber. That's like the only thing that's really working.
Yeah, Uber, DoorDash.
Yeah, DoorDash, Grubhub,
Caviar.
Caviar, all of that stuff. Instacart, all this other stuff that they have out there now, the new stuff. So
yeah. Yeah. Yep, it's just, you know, it's risky.
Very
but those
risky.
are the only things in high demand right now. I'm of course Amazon is hiring like crazy, and that's for everything.
But, the reason they're hiring is because they have all these kids out there delivering to everybody that's ordering while they're home stuck.
Yeah. So yep.
Getting the packages, yep, of course, on time because, you know, they're going out there to like, oh, you know, I need this, I need that. But in reality, what do you really need? Just be home, relax, and you know what I'm saying? So people are still losing their money right now, buying outfits and stuff like the thing is going to open up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we're not looking at, honestly, in all reality, we're not really looking at going back to normal for another year, in a sense. You know, as far as getting back to groups of people and close to each other and, you know, doing all like these social gatherings and stuff, you know, like before and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and even with that, I don't see that happening for another 2 to 3 years. I don't see any of the economy getting back to normal for another 2 to 3 years because it's so much going on that people aren't really paying attention to. Like, you know, everybody, they're trying to act normal, and I see people, you know, still shopping. Like, you know, where you gonna wear your sneakers? You know what I'm saying? People still hoarding food.
I've been in rotation with the same black because you know I gotta wear black sneakers at work. So
yeah.
The same rotation would be like my Knicks foams, my Dr. Dooms, my Gucci foams, my Yeezy foams, anything that's black, basically it's dark.
I ain't even doing all that. So you just named a whole lineup. I'm doing 3 shoes, my Bread 11s, a pair of my 350s, and if I know I'm gonna like, you know, walk for a long period of time, it's either my 350s or my Kayanos. Like for example, I went out with my fam yesterday to Jersey, and I had my Kayanos on the whole time because I know I was gonna be out for a long period of time.
Yeah.
So I had to support my job Asics. Speaking of which, like I know they bought this is and this is crazy too because like this is that time of year we get some of our legend shoes, which are basically our popular ones. They start to drop now, June and July, and it's like there's no store for them to drop to. They're gonna drop online, but it's not the same. So
no, yeah, of course. I think it's
different.
I really am, you know, like I do want, you know, a lot of things to open up so people could actually not be afraid anymore, because a lot of people are so scared to even go downstairs to open up their mailbox or go to the store, go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
Not to say it's tough being closed in, because it is, but I think sometimes you have to, you know, get yourself some air, you know?
Yeah.
Because it like, you know, I'm Dominican. So, you know, us, well, older, old school, you know, like my parent or my mother, she worries every day. She's like, oh, how you doing, whatever, you know? And she's like, oh, be careful. And I'm like, Ma, you're doing bien, you know, and stuff like that. And I tell her, hey, that I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to, like, you know, all right. So, for instance, I go to work. I come home.
Right? Yeah.
If I go, I literally do the same routine every day. So, I go home, go to work. I mean, at work, go home. And then if somebody comes over, it's the same people that come over. Nobody. Yeah. Then after that, if I'm going to go see my brother, I go see my brother, and that's it. I literally don't change my patterns, because as soon as I make that one shift, that might be the cost of, you know, it could be my life. It could be I could get sick. Anything could happen. So I'm keeping the same routine. You know, if I feel like it's something that is well worth me changing the routine, I'll do it. But it's still, I'm still at risk because I don't know what that person's been doing. You know what I'm saying? So I've been seeing the same exact people all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm looking at, you know, somebody or whatever, you know, and I'm going to go chill with you, do this, do that. I've been consistent with everybody that I've seen already. I haven't changed the routine because as soon as I change it, you know, I could be at risk even more, and I could be risking somebody else's life, you know. God forbid, no one knows. I could be walking around with something, you know, and that person, and we are over here like, oh, we're great. We don't have no symptoms. But, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine. She conducts the coronavirus test every day. That's her job.
Wow.
She's in the hospital, and she conducts this from 9 to 5 every day outside. I see her every day when I'm going home because I have to do a route before I go home, one of my last routes. And she's there every day, and I'm like, yo, you don't even understand. Like, when she told me that some of her coworkers were positive the whole time and working and not even knowing with no symptoms, that was mad scary.
That's crazy.
Because she was like, oh, yeah, you know, there were so many people that were positive. And I'm like, yo, what? what are you talking about? You could be positive and no symptoms that you could have. You could be positive, and then you would have to go through this whole thing. You know, of course, you got to do the whole quarantine situation, and then they'll give you the antibody stuff that actually will help you kind of kill the rest of it and stuff like that. She's like, oh, I'm glad that I was negative. And, you know, some people were, some people weren't. But, you know, they're all back to work. They did 7 days, some did 14 or whatever, stuff like that. But I didn't know that you could literally be walking around doing regular stuff. And then, you know, and it's not to say that you're spreading it. It's just that you have it. And then you just have it. And that's the scary part about it. The problem, the biggest problem is this. We need to get sick because that's what helps our body recover. You understand what I'm saying? So, and not to say that the corona is the answer. You know, we have to get the cold, the flu, and all of that stuff. That's the norm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's the bigger problem is that we don't know if the reason we're getting sick is do we have a cold, do we have a flu, or is it corona? Now it's a bigger worry because you have the sniffles, you have a cough. Is that the corona? Is this, you know, we don't know because they're scaring us so much that anything that triggers those symptoms, now you may think that you have something, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could just be having a regular common cold, and then you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the biggest problem. You know, how do you differentiate what's a cold, what's a flu, what's the corona, what's this, what's that? You know what I'm saying? We can't because right now it's risky.
Yep, and then there's new symptoms like every week, new different symptoms. Yeah, now it's strokes. Now it's like your skin becomes inflamed. There's like so many different things now that is coming out every day. Like it's just getting different as far as the symptoms. It's almost mutating basically, and getting stronger.
Even if with mutations, they don't even know how to give us answers. So I wanted to say this because I was thinking about this earlier, right? That doctor, the doctor that's supposed to be the spokesperson of all doctors in the freaking world for the U.S., dude is a weirdo. You know why? Because why are we listening to one man when there's multiple doctors and multiple facilities that are trying to create this vaccine or whatever the case is? But why do we have to listen to this man? This man goes, oh, yeah, by the way, you shouldn't be wearing your mask now. Like, what you mean, bro? You just told us to wear our mask all this whole time. Wear gloves, wear masks, and I tell them not to wear the mask because they need it for hospitals and this and that. Like, my man, make up your mind. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're scaring everybody. Now you're telling people don't wear masks because it's still you can still get it with or without it. Now you're creating a pocket where you can breathe your own air and get your own bacteria and all this stuff. And I'm like, but that's already known. You know what I'm saying? Well, of course we're gonna breathe our own air. You know what I'm saying? Because we're filtered from breathing the regular air. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why this guy just comes, oh, I think we should, you know, wait a little longer because if we come out now, like, come on, bro. Like,
the reason we listen to him, that you're talking about Dr. Fauci, right?
Yeah.
Well, Fauci. That's because he was picked as the main person. So that's why his stuff is all on TV. But they don't really talk about everything else that's going on, like the plans that Bloomberg is coming up with. Like, he has the Bloomberg Army, where they're basically going to be trying to test everybody, make everyone get tested, and come up with, you know, vaccines and antibodies from there. And Elon Musk is coming out with something. Then it was said that Apple and Google are working on something. Microsoft is supposedly working on something. So it's just like a lot of different things. They want to use drones to fly and test people's temperature in the air, like while people are in public.
But you know what's the biggest problem with all of that? That costs money. That's something that is costing these people. This is not free for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everything costs money.
Everything is gonna be at a cost. And the problem is, all right, they'll give it to you free. All right, you know, that's a tax write off for them. They're gonna get their money back or some way, somehow, no matter what, right?
Yeah.
The biggest problem is that, all right, now you're offering all of this now after 2.5 months of us literally being quarantined or being home or and scaring the world and, you know, all of this. Like, come on.
When we already had cases last holiday season.
And it's crazy because even with all of that you say that is like, all right, they took it as a joke. You know what I'm saying? And then we have this so-called president that took it as a joke. Oh, yeah, it'll be over in like 2 weeks. Oh, man.
Yeah. He didn't what take it serious.
Like, these people took initiative and went out there and took precautions and shut down their whole country.
Yeah.
The whole process. And this is why they are the way that they're doing it the way they're doing it. What should have happened from the beginning was they should have shut down the whole U.S. as a whole at one time, not wait.
Yeah.
So there's mad cases and let mad people die. All right, now is a serious thing. I feel like this is a numbers game now. This is why I get upset, because it's like, I don't watch the news, I don't watch the media, I don't watch it. But when you see these numbers, though, that's what's upsetting many, many people. That is what's scaring a lot of people.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be a numbers game? Why does it have to, you know, why couldn't you just give us the stats that are the proper stats, which is, you know, who's recovering, who's getting better, but you're giving us this death rate and it's scaring more people. And it's like, all right, now what? Now what are we supposed to do?
We're gonna
live in fear. You're going to have all these young kids that don't even know what's going on. Like, oh, mommy and daddy, why am I home every day? Why am I not in school? Why am I not doing this? Why am I doing that? You're just basically embedding all of this stuff in these kids' minds now. They're like, damn, like, this is the world I got to live in now. I got to be wearing masks and gloves. And you know, I can't even play with my friends because if I do, I can, you know, get sick or I can die. Like, what type of shit is this? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that we should have shut down New York. I mean, mainly New York, tri-state area. We should have shut down in January. Because from January to February, we had 2 million visitors from Europe. So, like, all of that scare of China, that wasn't our case. All of that happened from Europeans because it traveled from China, went through Russia, went to Europe, and then most of our tourists are from Europe. So those two months is how the numbers got so high, because 2 million people came from Europe during the months of January and February, which makes sense because after the holidays, that wave of tourists goes away. And then, you know, most people go back home. And then we get a second rush of people January, February to like the beginning of March. And that's what happened. That's when everything just went and it just spiked up and everything was just out of control, nuts. Yo, it's crazy. Like, I haven't been to Manhattan. But I could say that visiting certain parts of Brooklyn, like East New York is quiet. East New York has been like really chill because I speak to my mom every day about it. But yo, Flatbush, Fort Greene, Bed-Stuy, they are not listening. Ridgewood, for the most part, people are, you know, they're doing what they need to do. It's not as busy. Parts of Bushwick is a little bit crazy because I'm not too far. But like, yo, Flatbush, they're acting like it's a regular day.
Yeah, but that's all right. The problem is that, you know, with all of that, you know, these people, they believe in, well, I don't know, because depending on the culture that you're from or whatever, they believe in all these man-made remedies and stuff that help them believe like everything is good and well. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they know something that we don't know and they feel like, all right, well, let's go out there and do regular shit. You know, but in reality, it's like, you know, like, at least, you know, whoever's listening is listening. And whoever's not listening is just going to have to suffer the consequence later on when they find out, like, damn, like, I should have listened.
But they are going to suffer. It does. You could drink all the sea moss you want. You could drink all the cayenne pepper, ginger root, lemon, lime, 7-Up, sorrel water, whatever, sorrel tea. It don't matter. I've seen people that I know personally that are still doing barbecues with hundreds of people in the house, still doing hookah parties and house parties and just doing stupid stuff.
Well, you see it every day on social media. So
yeah.
It's not like you're not seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I physically, like, I'm glad that I guess my neighborhood has been kind of quiet. It's been very very, very I haven't really seen a lot of people, and the people that I do see are going to get, you know, goods, going to the supermarket, going back home, running back home and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's just, you know, so I think it'll get worse in the summer. Cause like the not this weekend, but the weekend before last.
Oh my God.
Manhattan and Brooklyn on a whole was just crazy. People in the parks, people at the beach, people at the, because, you know, some bars that are able to stay open, they do their curbside. And you see all these people in Little Italy, Chinatown, just like at the regular brunch spots, like nothing. Even bro, though they're taking curbside, it's just crazy.
I went out there, no lie, just to go drop something off and come back home. And now I passed by Madison Square Park, which is on 23rd Street.
Yeah.
Fifth Avenue, right in that area, right? Flooded. I was like, wow. I was like, you know what? Let me take a detour and let me go through the water side going home to the East River.
Yeah.
Flooded. Mad people running. Yo, I couldn't even get through on my bike. And I'm like, yo, you know what? I don't even know why I even decided to come this way. Yo, flooded. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, you serious? And then even before it was hot, weeks ago, I was riding home and I saw a bunch of people. Like, I'm like, yo, this is ridiculous. Like, why is there so much people out here right now? Like, yo, do y'all really think this is a joke? You know, and not to say that I want to say Los Blanquitos, but you know, like, yo, man, hard headed.
Oh yeah, they're the ones really running with their dogs, no masks. Bro. I seen a lady with her baby in a stroller. No plastic cover, no mask on the baby, no shoes. She had a mask on, but her baby was completely unprotected. Like, what?
This is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. They make it seem like, all right, oh, babies and kids are not going to get sick because they're not. What? It doesn't matter. This thing is an airborne thing. You know, it's out there. It's whatever. Whatever you sniff, like if you sniff something or whatever, and it's airborne or whatever, it can go through your nostril and it's. You know what I'm saying? This is why I always do this. It's one thing that I'm word of advice, I guess, is if you do go outside and you're active outside, whatever you do, just go home. You know, of course, wash your hands, do whatever you do, but always blow your nose because I think it's one of the most important things you should do in this particular moment in time because anything you inhale could actually be in the rim of your nose.
Yeah.
And then you sniff it in. You never know. That could be something. You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather just take everything out, clean my nose, keep everything fresh. My nostrils are clear, fresh air. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about anything. I just say that because, you know, there are some people that go out there that sniff all day. They'd be like, oh, I got the sniffles and that. But if you take everything out, you know, you never know. You never know if somebody we're talking to might have, like, you know, spit and some debris was in the air and you... And it got stuck into your not, you know, you never know. You know what
we might even have to invest in eye wash to wash your eyes out and stuff like that, too, to kill germs because it could get into your eyes. There's a lot of things. I saw something a couple of days ago, but I don't believe it. They were saying, like, that it could be passed from passing gas from farting. And I'm like, I don't know about all that bullshit.
The thing that I posted up on my story like a few weeks ago in Spanish. Yo, tú sabes, pero si tú te lagas un peo.
Yeah, I don't know about that yet. That has to be proven. Because I'm in my head like, wouldn't we all get sick? I was like, wouldn't we all get sick from that if we was passing gas?
Let you be in a room with your loved ones or something.
Be crazy.
What
I want to know is how come none of these porn stars are dying? All the ones with the OnlyFans account and they're still filming scenes with different people. I'm like, how come they're not dying yet?
I don't know, man. They must be disinfecting everything before they do what they do.
Because I'll be looking online and I'm like, yo, how the hell they not dead yet? Crazy.
That's weird right there, man.
What you been? Okay, so since with all this time you staying in the house after work and then on your weekends, what are you doing to busy?
You know, honestly, bro, like I started doing my push-up challenges and all of that, and you know, I was great and all of that. I was trying to get into a routine last week. I was gonna be like my first time getting back into the workout, and then for some reason it got busy, you know, my week got busy, and I was like, damn, like now I feel tired. I was sluggish. I just been resting most of the time when it's like my weekends. I just been resting.
Yeah,
I just trying to like really recoup from the week because you know I get up at 5 now. And then sometimes little naps don't work out. And then when I go to sleep, it's like I still have trouble sleeping.
Right.
So I still feel like it's during the day for me at night when I got to get up early. So when I get up, you know, like my body's telling me go to sleep. But in reality, I'm still waking up to, you know, but I'm watching a few shows here and there, you know, trying to catch up on a lot of things, you know. I still haven't watched Ozark season 3 yet. I got to get into it. Of course, I've been into the whole Last Dance with the Jordan documentary.
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday.
Fantastic. Super fantastic.
Love it.
Of course, you know, Billions came back. That's already starting off with a bang. I finished watching Better Call Saul, which thing ended a few weeks ago. For Life ended last night. The Flash ended last night, and I was super like shocked at how For Life ended. That thing was like, yo, I can't wait for season two to come, whenever it does come. You know, of course we're gonna have to wait now, because to film any of the shows and all of that is gonna be a problem now because of the situation.
Yep, it's putting a halt on everything.
Like, I feel like right now, you know, I know you and I have tickets for AEW in July now.
That ain't happening.
It is not happening. But, you know, and I feel like, damn, like, you know, the experience, of course, is going to have to wait. I don't even know when there's going to be we're going to be allowed to really go out there and have a gathering of groups of watching a show or a concert or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, but, as far as, like I said, what I've been doing, like I said, just been here, really just listening to music, a lot of music. I've been listening to a lot of music.
Me too.
I zone out to my old school R&B, old school hip-hop, a lot of albums that done came out. Just been binging on a lot of the Griselda stuff. That's like my favorite camp right now, as you know.
I've been listening to all that too. All of that good stuff.
Conway the Machine just dropped the album. Benny should be dropping that one soon. Westside just dropped one 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to Crooked Eye and Joel Ortiz's new album is dropping in like next week, the 29th or something like that.
Yeah.
I've been super excited with every week now getting Lloyd Banks freestyles, which is dope as hell, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, as far as the music aspect, we have the ability now to really take our time and listen to albums and enjoy albums the way people should be enjoying them, you know what I'm saying? So that's one big plus that I'm taking with this whole situation. You know, music, certain TV shows that are still on air that keep me, you know, up and going and stuff like that. But as far as the music, that's been my main thing for the last few weeks. You know, just been zoning out, listening to my stuff, trying to figure out if I want to drop anything in the near future. You know, if it's something is
going to be as far as the clothing line,
So, thinking about, you know, venturing in a partnership, opening a store. So it's going to be a lot of things that I have in mind, ready to go. Of course, you're going to be part of it, so get ready. So it's going to be huge.
We do the promos.
No, this is going to be this. What I'm saying is, this is huge, bro. This is going to be huge. So huge. I'm talking about like your own venue type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like some real shit. Like when we sit down and talk about what I have in mind, you're going to be like, wow, like, okay, I got you. You know what I'm saying? And I know you're going to hold it down. So we're going to do the damn thing with that. Yeah. I just hope that everything opens up. The way my mindset has been working now, I've been in this real crazy business mode right now. Like, I feel like right now saving up a lot of money, you know, from all of this. I haven't been spending a lot of money. Of course, food. I haven't been buying anything. No sneakers, of course, because I don't really need to buy any sneakers. I don't think I should buy any sneakers in a long time from here on out. I got a lot of things in my mind. I want to really, 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 really capture what's in my brain right now and let the world see what it is. You know what I'm saying? And
write it down. Put it down.
No, I don't have. Trust me, with this right here, what I have in mind, bro, it's something that hasn't left my brain since the first started. So it's like, the thing is that me writing things down, I like to rework everything in my mind. So when I put it into place, it's gonna be like, damn, all right, this works here, this works there. It doesn't, you know how I am, bro. I literally have a great, memory. So I could think about things that we've done years ago and be like, oh, I remember that. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's like that. So, but when it comes to this, trust me, it's gonna be huge. It's gonna be outstanding. I just hope it works out and in a way where everybody wins, you know what I'm saying? And that's my whole main purpose right now is to win and win beyond winning. So, I mean, so I'm trying my hardest to really, build something bigger than my brand right now.
Yep. He's going to be selling batalillos, empanadas.
Everything, bro. Whatever we get our hands on, we're going to be out there. Trust me.
He's going to have a pastele business. Oh, I got pasteles.
Listen, bro. Listen, anything that works right now. All right. So I look at it like this. This is the opportunity for a lot of people that are out there right now.
Start a business.
Build businesses. This is their time right now to build the blueprint and how they want their business to be run, how they're going to and how they're going to increase their revenues, how they're going to make money to have longevity for the long haul for years to come. Right now, this is the time to have blueprints set in stone. So when you go out there, you're like, you don't have to worry about failing. You know what I'm saying? This is the time where you should really take notes. This is the time you should be studying the business. This is the time you should be
look at the stocks. You
know, look at all of that, because
I'll be watching the stocks.
Yeah, but with stocks, it's something that you would have, like, that's something later on the line when you get a little huge, like bigger. But
I disagree.
Well, no. What I'm saying, all right. So if you're into that mindset, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But I get what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Because you follow it, because you follow certain things. I don't follow it because I'm not educated enough to understand the stock market, which is fine. But I do understand how things work, you know, in the smaller bracket, you know. That's like big fish stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I get to that point, I'll be like, all right, now I can get ready to talk about that. You know what I mean? Because right now, you know, I don't want to have a conversation with somebody talking about the stock and then they chew me alive. Like, oh, yeah, by the way.
And if I'm you like, get orange juice, make sure it's frozen.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go trading places over here. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
Pigs.
Love that movie.
You want to buy pork. No, but... Yeah, man, it's a lot going on. It's crazy. I mean, there's a shortage on meat. Like, it's nuts. People gonna be going back to spam and freaking liverwurst soon.
That salty ass stuff. That thing is salty.
All of the canned goods are gonna be the next thing, because, well, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's crazy right now.
Yeah, but even with canned goods, you know, it's not the same as actually
not healthy
stuff. And you know, all those preservatives and all those ingredients that you don't even know how to say, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's the scariest part.
High fructose.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, what was that? I don't even know what that is, but it tastes good. You know what I'm saying? So
everybody's going to be vegetarians and vegans soon. That's all that's going to be left to eat. Fruits and veggies and soy. Tofu.
Yeah, tofu. Ugh.
If you know how to cook it, it's not bad.
Yeah, I've tried tofu once. I was like, yo, this thing tastes like chicken.
Yeah, it was
meat.
Tofu-ficken.
What is it? This lady they used to work with years ago, she's like, yo, you ever tried tofurkey?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that?
Turkey style tofu.
Yeah, tofurkey. And then she showed me the bag. I was like, what the hell is that? It's tofurkey. And I'm like, yo. She's like, yeah, I'm a vegan. I'm like, yeah, but you fat. I didn't mean to say it like
that's
that.
That's messed up.
I didn't say it, but I'm like,
yeah, vegans eat bad too. They definitely eat bad because they'll fry their stuff with a lot of bread. So yeah. It depends. They can eat, and then there's processed foods still. So
yeah,
they can eat bad too.
Yeah, man. I don't regular, man. I shouldn't be eating the stuff I eat, but whatever. I got to get out of that phase, man. I'm trying my hardest, man. But I just been feeling like I've been binging on these chips and my little things here and there. But
well, yeah, I slowed down for as best as I could. Like lately, I've been going to the store and not going crazy. In the beginning, though, what I was getting cookie dough to make cookies, lots of ice cream. Damn. I still have ice cream, but I'm not overdoing it.
I wish
slowed down on the cereal.
Yeah, ice cream every day. Like
I slowed down.
A lifetime, bro.
Nope, I slowed down on that. I slowed down on the cereal. So like now I'm just eating my oatmeal and making my eggs and toast and stuff like that. Bagel. Like I was getting mini bagels, so that you know. But I'm not trying to get too much. I still eat out, but I try not to do it as much. It's not like I do it for every meal. I know people that are doing it and they're going to freaking City Island and going to get seafood. And yeah, damn. I've seen people go crazy going to the Hero spot.
Oh man, I want some seafood now.
People going crazy. They're going to the sea spot. They're going here. They're going there. It's a lot. A lot of people losing their minds, going crazy.
Hell yeah. You know how that goes, man. Shit.
I got my routines, so that's not when people are like, yo, how are you doing? I'm all right. I wake up in the morning, I wash up, I put on my podcast, or I watch some of my YouTubers that I like and watch the sneaker market, watch my wrestling, play some video games. I've been watching a lot of movies, so I just keep sane. And I record this podcast.
Well, of course.
So, that's how, you know.
I told you about this a long time ago. But
what, know, Anchor?
Yeah, I told you about this when it first came out. I was like, yo, you should try. He's like, oh, word? I remember he was like, oh, word? I'm going to look into it. And then look, how many years later?
Like, shout out to Anchor, guys.
Yeah, shout out to
Anchor. I'm on everything else, but Anchor is my main source of recording. So shout out to Anchor.
Dope, man. Yeah, listen.
Give me an Anchor t-shirt. Whoever's listening from Anchor, let me get a t-shirt, a hat, some condoms, a towel.
Some condoms, some Vaseline, some lotion. Like, you about to talk about, like, a kid's first fantasy watching a porn.
Let me get a water bottle that says Anchor on it when we get some video.
Hey, you never know.
Wear it in every episode.
You say that right now, you might get it in the mail. Like, oh, here you go, sir. He is all you asked for with Anchor's product on it.
Be like, oh, wow. He's become our favorite podcaster. Thank you, guys. Thank you. It's beautiful. What I think is funny, too, is that is how I inspired so many people to start their pods now. And it's so funny because I've been doing broadcasting for so many years before I even met a lot of the friends and stuff like that I know. And now everybody, every day you see a new, I just started a podcast. Oh, I just started a da-da-da. And I'm like, damn. Now y'all want to do this?
But at the end of the day, what it is, all right, you know, there's a lot of people that have voices out there that are free to, you know, bring out their voice.
And everybody's bored.
Of course. And then, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, for mad years on my Facebook Live. So it's like, you know, I'm already used to this. But I've always wanted to do the podcast thing, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like I need to have somebody with me. I can't just do it alone, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm, you know, kind of like freeze up and, you know, and be like, yo, you know, and I want feedback. I like to have a feedback
comment. Yeah, I could do both, but I like the interaction better.
Yeah, no, because you get
more
to have
fun.
Yeah, you just get to laugh. You get to interact. You get to feel people's emotions. And stuff like that. Like, I think that's always the best outlet, you know, when it comes down to this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
doing it on your own is cool because people get to hear and then get to reply. But the problem is that you wish you can reply to people, you know, and say things to people. But by then, it's already too late because all you did was just talk about topics, you know, with nobody's feedback, and the feedback comes after. And you don't want, you know, sometimes you don't want that. You'd rather have somebody. Like, I always wanted to do a podcast with a panel. Of people, just a bunch of people. Of course, having a female involved too, because you want a female's perspective, you know, in certain conversations and topics, you know, especially somebody that knows their stuff, you know, because if you don't know your stuff, it'll be pointless to be on a podcast.
Like this guy on the other end.
Yeah, eyes.
Woo! Listen,
when it comes to comics and all of that stuff, you beat me on stuff, you know. I don't know about comics. I know about movies. I know about sneakers. I know about wrestling.
Television.
I know about sports. You know what I'm saying? I know about, you know, things that I like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he knows about chuletas, mango. Anyway.
Damn. You go out downstairs and get some mango, get some platanos and start mangoing the shit out of that shit. Some totones.
Yep. Everybody's getting creative in the kitchen, too. People are just, like, making all types of stuff now. Especially with TikTok. TikTok got people making everything.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have TikTok. I'm glad I'm out of that type of realm.
I have it, but I haven't made any videos. So I don't have an official profile, but I do watch some of those videos. Some of them are the same thing over and over, though.
Like, I have Snapchat, and I've never posted a thing in my life.
That I still use, because that's how I communicate with certain people. When I can't get a hold of them, like, oh, but if I go on Snapchat, they'll respond. So I use it sometimes.
I've never posted anything on Snapchat in my life.
Snapchat? Yeah, man.
Like, I feel like Snapchat is the new OnlyFans type thing, because I'll be having mad people on this, like, yeah, look, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
nah, yeah, I use it because, like, a lot of my cousins, they're younger than me, so they use it 24/7. And then some of my friends from work too, they use it a lot. And same thing with TikTok. I got a lot of friends on there that be posting TikTok videos all day. I guess they're trying to become legends and stars and shit. But I don't know. Me, I still don't really get it. So that's because I'm old. So
I know nothing about this new stuff. I'm glad that I have Facebook. I'm glad that I have
Instagram, Twitter. I think this is the most I've used Twitter too. Like, I haven't used Twitter this much. Hopefully it gets me some more followers, because my Twitter is lacking. But yeah, it's the most I've used.
Twitter, and I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've been on, I know you don't video game, but I've been on my game and stuff. I've been trying, but you know, a lot of the games now, they're designed for people to play together though. Cause like Streets of Rage 4 was not this difficult when we were kids. I'm sorry. This new Streets of Rage, you have to play with somebody. I'm convinced that you gotta play with somebody. Cause it is difficult.
Streets of Rage, but the back in the day Streets of Rage.
Yeah, I have it. I have it somewhere. I have the Streets of Rage. Because I think I have like a old collection of Sega games. But I know it was on Gamer Pass too. So either way, I could still play it to this day. To this day.
You know what's crazy? What? I was IG earlier, right? And I seen a video with young Deontay Wilder being like, you know, getting pointers from Lennox Lewis.
Oh, yeah?
Like how to jab or whatever. Like how to like pop jab.
Yeah.
And I laugh because I'm like, yo, you have one of the greats teaching you something and you never utilize your that type of skill and that type of, you know, that type of, idea of how to utilize what he gave
you. That's the most important punch in boxing.
And he was doing it and I was just laughing because I'm like, yo, the way he's popping forward, like the way he's doing it, he's like, oh, and he's like, much better. Like, he's telling him, like, much better. But I'm like, yo.
That's boxing 101. Jab. Yeah,
you know how Deontay is, man. Deontay goes in there, tries to, you know,
knock him out.
You know, killer. For what? And look what happened in his last fight. You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
Like, we could go in too deep with a whole conversation just with boxing, but, you know, I ain't really going to get in too deep with it, but. I do miss boxing. I'm not going to lie to you.
I miss it a lot. Life. I don't even want to watch. Like, I know UFC is still going on, but I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. And they had an event, last week, right?
Yeah. They did their first event since all of this started.
They did their first actual boxing event last week as well on ESPN, some shit.
Really? I got to check it out.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like ESPN something I've never heard in my life. It was like, ESPN Pal. I don't know what the hell it was.
Probably a new channel.
Yeah, but I was confused. I was like, what the hell's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they, of course, they did it with no fans and all of that. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna send it to you later.
Yeah, NASCAR is coming back on this Sunday. Which, me personally, I was like, well, NASCAR, I felt like they could have kept it and just have no fans. Tell the owners to stay at home. You know, you have your drivers. They're all in their cars, so they're fine. And the pit team, that's it. That's all they needed was the pit team. Commentary, they could do remotely. They don't have to be in the arenas for none of that. They could have kept NASCAR. Baseball, too. Baseball, they could have kept it going, put some gloves on, make everybody wear the catcher's mask. with the surgical mask underneath, you good. That's it. I know we're not gonna hear "Let's go Yankee Red Sox." We're not gonna hear that.
You want to hear something hilarious? What? Right? So I was on HBO, right? I randomly decided to watch Brian Gumbel and all of that.
Oh, Real Sports, yeah.
They had Joe Buck from baseball. They had I forgot his name, the guy from the NBA and the guy from like college or whatever. Oh, NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That conversation and shit. the funniest thing came out of one of their mouths, and I started laughing. I'm like, you know what would be great? If baseball comes back and they simulate sounds like, wow, the
it's out of there.
What? Like, you kidding me? Why would you do that?
That's
like,
funny.
Like, I was like, you serious? Why would you really think that's a good idea? Like, that's not going to amp up the person at home. That's just going to be like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen and heard in my life. You added sound bites to action, like Vince does when he doesn't get the crowd the reaction he needs.
Yeah, even with that too, like with the wrestling, it's WWE's remained live without a crowd, and then like AEW just went back to full live like as of last week, right? Now,
I think it's this week.
No, they were live last week. That's why they have more people.
They're doing a lot. Doing a regular show and doing it live again.
Yeah, they had more people, but I, you know, a lot of people online, oh, they're putting people at risk. I think those people that were there last week worked for the company, and I think those were their family members that were at that show. But like AAA and AAA, MLW, NWA hasn't put out anything. Everything they're putting out was taped. Like that show they aired yesterday, that was taped a long time ago. So, but yeah. AAA and MLW, they may have to start doing empty arenas, like, because even Impact, they all ran out of all their recorded episodes. So they're going to have to start putting out new content soon because they ran out.
I know Ring of Honor is not going to be recorded.
They haven't done anything.
Yeah, I heard that they were going to be out for the month.
Yeah.
Like that.
So they haven't done anything. They've just been releasing. They're doing what New Japan is doing. They're doing a lot of podcasting and putting out like old footage from their streaming site for free. And then, you know, basically trying to get people to join their streaming apps and stuff like that. That's all they've been doing as for New Japan.
But that's always a good idea, bringing out content so you can see, even if it's old school.
Yeah.
People to feel of what's yet to come, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah, New Japan's been doing that. Like, they've been going way back to the 90s, late 80s, and redoing the commentary in English. Like, they put out Vader, a Vader match from back in the days last week.
One of my favorites, as you know. Like, I'm still mad that the WWE hasn't put him in the Hall of Fame.
I know. One of these days, he's gonna go in where he should have been in years ago. But
fun fact.
What?
watching Dark Side of the Ring yesterday, I did not know that Demolition Smash is the Repo Man.
You didn't know that?
No, because I never realized.
That's crazy.
I never realized it until I was like, "Yo, it's him."
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yep.
Like, yo,
that's same crazy. Guy.
Wow, I was like, wow. Now speaking about Dark Side of the Ring, man, like, yo, that's been one of the best.
I love that show.
Docuseries so far in the last year and a half, because, you know, it's season two right now.
Yep, and every episode is good. They haven't had a trash episode in the two seasons, ever.
The next episode is going to be the one, man. That's the one. I thought Chris Benoit was hard. I kind of, like, went through that one with ease. It was not bad. But
the Owen is going to be tough. Owen Hart's going to be, like, oof, that's going to be a tearjerker for real. And the Chris Benoit was a tearjerker because it was both him and Eddie's story intertwined in there. So it was like
that was deep because when they incorporated both of them and they talked about both of them and they had, I think they had the right people in that documentary.
Yeah, they did. They had the key people, including the narrator Chris Jericho. So
Jericho does. I ain't gonna lie. Jericho does an outstanding job as a narrator this docuseries.
Yeah, he does a great job.
I'm like super impressed by his stuff.
And I'm glad they finally got JR on there. So it's even better.
Yeah, but JR. You know, after he left the WWE, of course, you know that
he could do what he wants.
Access for him to go and do whatever he wants.
He's free.
You know, and then also with the. The Last Ride, Undertaker documentary episode one was phenomenal.
It was great, man. It was great. It was a good show. That Sunday was cool because they dropped the documentary and he was on the bump. And people, as you know, he doesn't do podcasts. He don't really do interviews. Like, he did Broken Skull, but before that, the only thing he did was like a Christian retreat.
Oh, I remember that one. Oh,
that was it.
Just off.
Yeah. So
I did not know that was that. I was like, no, what the
But yeah, so he doesn't. It was a good Sunday because we got to see him twice. So it was cool. It was pretty dope. I don't even watch the bump, but when they have like certain superstars on there, I'll watch. Like actually, matter of fact, today's Wednesday. I gotta watch. They had Diesel on. Big Daddy, cool Diesel, Kevin Nash. I gotta check that because he's another one. He doesn't really do interviews and podcasts and stuff like. He doesn't do them. A lot of the old timers just don't.
You know, there's a lot of these wrestlers still have, you know, they utilize and use their characters still to this day.
Like, yeah, they're old school.
But I feel like Undertaker in the last year has broken a lot of his character just because I feel like it's about to be his time. And I feel like this is a time where he should
start. He's becoming more personable.
Just looking at that first episode, I was like, I'm looking forward to the next four. And then I know when this time right now, there's going to be a lot of documentaries that's coming, you know, in the near future that I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully they create some great content with other superstars, actors and players. I feel like they should do a whole Derek Jeter one. Oh, my God. I'll be into that shit like crazy.
Listen, man, I'm waiting for Kobe. That's what I'm waiting for. I want the Black Mamba joint.
That's going to be incredible.
They should let Spike Lee do it.
No, listen. Spike would do a good job at it.
Yeah, Spike's the man. Spike's the man, you know?
And it's crazy because I wasn't a big fan of Kobe when I was growing up. Like, I really didn't like him at all. And I was like, you know what? And then there was like 1 year, I was like, yo, I just got to give it up to this dude.
Yeah, there was the only time I didn't really care for him was when the Nets was hot. So when the Nets, the New Jersey Nets, when they were still in New Jersey, that was the only time. But I didn't hate him.
You're talking about Kerry Kittles, Jason Kidd, Robert.
Yes. That was the only time I didn't like Kobe. But I didn't hate him.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I remember those 2 years.
He just used to piss me off when they used to file him. You remember when he used to blow in his damn palms before he fucking shot the ice? Like, oh, I hate him. Man.
Listen, man. I think I gave props to Kobe. I think his second last year of his career, and I say, yo, this guy is just amazing. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
You know, I like I said, in the beginning of his career, I was a fan. The first 2 years, I was a fan. I was like, yo, this kid is a high flyer.
Yeah, he was dope, man.
And then I was like, yo, all right, now the arrogance is coming out. I was like, hold up.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't really like this kid as much as I should. And then, you know, I was a big fan. I was a big, like, all right. So a little backstory to the team that I really liked back in the days. Like, I was a massive.
What Orlando team is that?
Orlando Magic fan.
Oh, you was an Orlando Magic fan?
Like, of course, the Knicks all my life, but Orlando, I just love Shaq. I love Andrew Hardaway. I love Dennis Scott. I love Scott Skiles. I love Nick Anderson. I could tell you the whole squad, bro. Trust me.
Yeah.
Like, that team, I love the fact that they came in from the draft. They created, it was fun. It was, I love the jersey, the Magic jersey. I always loved that jersey.
And I was the old school jersey is fire.
Shit's fire. Yo, I need this jersey in my life. You know, of course, I wasn't never really wearing jerseys back in the days, but it was always Orlando. If it was an Anthony Hardaway, I was a big fan of Anthony or Penny. I was a big fan, like, beyond. But Shaq was like the guy, you know. For me, I was like, yo, Shaq was like the beast. And then, like I said, he went to the Lakers, and then that's like, you know, Kobe, Shaq, and all of that. I just followed Shaq's career throughout the whole through the whole process.
So did I. Yep. Same. Every team he played for, I always watched Shaq. Always liked Shaq.
But with the whole Kobe thing, right? When they got together, I was like, yo.
They, man, listen. If they would have stayed together, whew, I think they would have 10 rings.
Yeah. So, but the only problem with them was that they were beefing with each other a lot. That was the problem.
It happens. You know, but the Bulls had that too. So
all right, teams. I got a good question for you.
What?
Who is the best duo of all time in the NBA?
In my opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's hard. That's something I really would have to. Damn.
No, I already know who it is in technical terms.
Forget technical terms. What do you think? Forget the stats. Who do you think was the best?
Everybody says Jordan Pippen, but I think it's Shaq and Kobe.
I think of Shaq and Kobe too, though,
because they dominated when they won the three-peat and they won three championships back to back. Like, they dominated.
Yeah, it was so fluid. Like, the way they played together was like natural.
And like, Jordan Pippen was cool because the chemistry was great, you know, as far as what it was. You know, they play as a team, but I feel like just Kobe and Shaq had that. They had a better chemistry through their time playing together.
Of course, they were dope together.
Those
are some awesome finals and playoffs and all of that. So all-star games. Oh, it was great at that time.
I got a good question for you.
What?
So if you was to choose your starting five, who would they be? It doesn't matter. Position-wise, it doesn't matter. Like, who would you choose as your starting five?
People ask me that all the time. That's so difficult. I mean, I know I got to put MJ on there. I got to put Kobe. I got to put Tim Duncan. But these are all going to be old guys. Larry Bird.
Of course, you're talking about talent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's like MJ, Kobe, Larry Bird, Tim Duncan, and I guess Shaq.
Well, I'll tell you my five. I'll tell you my five. I'm gonna have Johnson there.
Okay, Magic.
Shaq in there.
Who?
Shaq. I'm gonna have I wasn't a big fan of Jordan when I was growing up, but I do have to put him in there just because of his how he was and how he just flew and just everything. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, I got three there. Two more. I wouldn't know if I'll put in Bird now, but it all has to do with older players.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because that's who we grew up on. That's why.
The thing is that newer players, like, you can't really relate to the aggressiveness, the way they played, hardcore. It was a meaningful. Now you have centers shooting three-pointers, and that's stupid.
Yeah, just, the game's changed. Like,
yeah, but it's become more fun. It's more points, you know. People scoring more, doing more things, but everybody's running three, you know.
Yeah.
My last two players, I would say. Damn. I was a big fan. I've always been a big fan of Ray Allen. So Ray Allen will be my 3-point shooter all day.
Okay. And it, I like Ray Allen.
Honestly, the debate would be between because I love Shaq dominance and everything, but I always love Kevin Garnett's game.
Okay.
So I can't. I'll just say
was dope.
I'll say that for now. But you know, like in all honesty, like I'm a. The way I think, the way I put a whole team together, I need to have a strong big. I think that's one of the most important.
Yeah, gotta have a big man. A dope big man.
This day and age, that doesn't exist.
Nope.
You know what I mean? And this is why, you know, all these – listen, I think a lot of the times the most important shot was that two-pointer. The three-pointer is good, but that strong two with the foul on it, with a big man, oh, come on, man. You couldn't beat
good.
That the best.
It's good.
That was the best right there. But, you know, like I said, this game has changed so much where it's become more lenient, more fast-paced, of course. There's a lot of people that, you know, really can't adjust to this new playing style.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're so old school with it. I love the fact that you could literally go down the court and create a play. Now these kids is already creating a play before getting the ball. Like, all right, three-point.
They're different now. The game's evolved.
Yeah,
it's
a faster pace
now.
I like it, but you know, like I like the fact that I just love the chemistry of like the older game, the roughness, you know, just everything.
Those days are over. They're over for boxing. They're over for the original MMA. It's over.
Changes much.
It's over.
I think the only thing that changes boxing is the judging.
Yeah, that's true. We're gonna have to do a part two, man, of this. We're definitely gonna have to do a part two. This is the longest episode I've had with you.
The thing is that you and me could go on for days, bro.
I know.
I mean, I know. We'll do part twos, part three.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a part two, three, four, five, six.
What we could do is we could do one once a week then. Just you and I.
Yeah, we could do that. That's a good idea. Let's do that. That's a good idea.
I posted on my page, you know, and have people check it out, listen to it, you know. And all of that.
That's a great idea, people. We're gonna stop right here. We at the hour 02 and counting. So, yo, thanks for being on the show, Trey Star, my homie, my brother from another. This show is gonna drop immediately. I'm gonna post it right now. So, thank you guys for listening to Just a Kid from Brooklyn. I'm your boy Justin Ramos. That's my homeboy Trey Star. You can follow him on social media. He's got 3 pages. He got Trey Star 3. He got Trey Star clothing and Trey Star photos. And you can follow me on everything, Justin the Comic, and that's everything. So YouTube, all social media, Xbox, whatever, I'm on there. Pokemon Go, all that. So yo, stay tuned. I'm gonna drop this episode right now. Peace out, guys. Yes sir.
Yes sir.
Peace.
Peace.